Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got the rancher at the center of a huge international crisis now as hundreds of feds arrive with weapons out in Nevada joining us coming up. But Paul Watson, you know, I don't toot our horn that it came out in the London Telegraph that the Assad regime reads the InfoWars and uses our analysis at their highest levels of their intelligence, or that the Russians do. And it's not that they're looking at us as propaganda. They're looking at us for analysis. It comes out that Stratfor is attacking us covertly in their emails and then demonizing us and trying to run programs to discredit us, feeding that info to the CIA. We see ourselves on the White House enemies list. We see ourselves being attacked by MSNBC, CNN, Nightline. I mean, the list goes on and on. The fact is we really know what we're talking about, and I don't toot my horn. I forgot that I came out when Stuxnet came out and no one knew where it was. They're trying to blame Russia or somebody, and I said it's going to be the U.S. and Israel against Iran's nuclear program. It's not a hard guess because they were given access to the Microsoft kernel, which only Microsoft has and is a super secret. Well, Microsoft is above government in the eugenics platform IBM front under the aegis of Thomas Watson and his eugenics program. And he gave his whole wealth to that program. So for antitrust, they opened up Microsoft as their front. Most people don't know that. But the whole point is that this is a very serious situation. And now they're going to push for web censorship, web taxing, web control in the name of protecting it. You got 3 minutes. Thanks for popping in. We need to get on this, Paul. What else do you have to say on the subject?
Well, back in 2010, 2011, when Stuxnet first arose, they cited that as a reason to control the internet, even though China was doing almost exactly the same thing at the same time. You remember Lieberman appeared on CNN and cited Stuxnet as a reason that they need to control the internet. They need to regulate the
internet. I correctly said it was the U.S. and Israel and Microsoft. Go ahead.
You said that on September 27, 2010, and we still got the video in the original article. Then The Economist, CNN, and many others came out and said that basically anyone who believes that the U.S. and Israel is behind Stuxnet is a conspiracy theorist. I've got the quotes in the article, Stuxnet, another conspiracy theory that turned out to be true. And if you remember, that was actually a virus designed to make it appear as if nuclear power stations were running normally, when in fact, and the quote here is from a security expert, behind the scenes they were heading for destruction. So the most dangerous thing you could do, and now this Stuxnet is still infecting Russian nuclear power plants, the most dangerous thing you could do, they created this virus, blamed it on Russia and China, then tried to use it to censor the internet while it threatens nuclear meltdowns at plants around the world. This is how insanely out of control they are.
And people ask, whose side are we on? I'm on the side of not having nuclear plants go down, have war with Russia. I'm on the side of peace. And I'm sick of these crazy agents of chaos, order out of chaos, that are running our society, Paul.
It boggles the mind that they would engage in such activity. But, this heartbleed's been going on for 2 years. They're talking about having access to everybody's email password. This is going to have the NSA's fingerprints all over it. You can bet your bottom dollar on that, because that's what we've seen before with the technology that's been revealed recently.
It's ridiculous.
Where they can beam computers from a distance and lift the data from them. So,
the truth is, the globalists aren't that smart. It's easy to be evil and wreck stuff, and they do it and say they're geniuses. And the problem is, the good people let these nutcases do this. Paul Watson, get on it. Special reports. I want the whole crew on it. This is a big deal. They're going to push the internet takeover off this. As you said, you can bet your bottom dollar on it. Paul Watson at PrisonPlanet.com. And give out your Twitter for folks to follow you there as well.
It's Twitter.com/PrisonPlanet.
And I'm at Real Alex Jones. All right. Thank you, Paul Waddy. There goes Paul Watson. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come right back with the rancher. Standing up against BLM tyranny, standing up for the grazing rights of all Americans. Stay with us. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, there is a major situation brewing we've been covering in the last week and a half. DrudgeReport.com was the first to start carrying our articles. Now corporate state-run media has been also now jumping on board. Nevada governor blast feds First Amendment area in Bundy dispute. And I've studied this because my family is in ranching. And I'm the late, great Derry Brownfield here on the network, who is a famous cattleman and talk show host, had all his problems in Missouri and the rest of the country covering what would happen with state and federal land, where in some areas 80%+ of the land is federal. And they're shutting down roads that have been there for hundreds of years in some cases. They're cutting off access to water over sucker fish that aren't even indigenous in Klamath Falls, Oregon, into northern California. Bottom line, there's a war on ranchers and on farmers. We've seen famous cases in Minnesota where there's five-generation families that have a few hundred acres and that state and federal parks encroach, grab the land around them, and then one day they just put padlocks on the gate, won't let you into your property, and then next they kick you off and the rangers move into your house. That happened right across the Golden Gate Bridge, the thousands of acres that was owned by private groups in neighborhoods. They kicked the folks out, and they made it a recreation area for the private federal workers. I was out in Big Bend and saw a huge area that's just for them. So this is basically the servants' power grabbing, and they, under Agenda 21, which is a UN treaty, they want people off the land. Over 90% of Nevada is federal and state property. Last time I checked, 7 to 8% roughly is privately owned. Now, can the citizens have 8%? Now, they have open grazers. They made the movie Open Range. It was a composite of range war real events that happened. In fact, that movie is actually based on true events. They just changed the names. Just like The Patriots, based on three true people composited with Mel Gibson. This is a big deal. And in the past, in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, big corporations would come in. I'm just giving you an update before we go to the gentleman who's standing up for all our property rights. They would come in with Pinkerton Security, Rockefeller Security, famous cases in Colorado that kill whole towns of people, bringing in paramilitary soldiers, burning towns down, burning out farmhouses. This has been done before, and people would arm up, and they would go and literally have firefights from Tennessee to Colorado, from Texas to Wyoming, from Utah to California, from Vermont to Florida. This has been going on. Basically, Boss Hogg comes in with the feds and takes over. Now, Cliven Bundy, his family's been there since the 1870s, back before it was even a territory and then a state. They've been running their cattle there, off their land onto the BLM, and they're claiming, oh, we have a tortoise, like the cave bug or the golden cheek warbler. They've been caught planting them in other areas. They've been caught planting pumas in areas from Florida and Colorado. You know about that. This is their excuse, and let me tell you, the average park ranger's nice. When you get into these BLM, these armed people, they are rude, they are mean. I've run into them. I mean, you'll say hi to them walking out of a park bathroom, and they'll just growl at you. And that's because they want them to be imperious. Now, here's the headlines. And we're going to our guest till about 40 after. He's a very busy man. He's got 300 head of his cattle that have already been stolen. He didn't even know they're alive. A lot of times the BLM just locks them up and lets them die. Nevada governor blasts feds, First Amendment in Bundy. Says the constitutional rights are sacred to Nevadans, and Nevadans are massing. So now the 250 troops and armored vehicles have pulled back for now. They're going to wait till later. Rancher, armed feds are surrounding my farm. Last man standing, Washington Beacon. Range war with BLM. Hundreds rally for Nevada cattle rancher. And I tell you, it just looks like all the Texas ranchers I know. You notice beef prices are at record levels. People are all getting out of the business, folks. They're making it impossible. They've got the meat packing rig, you name it. Now, that's my four-minute breakdown. I appreciate Mr. Bundy joining us. BundyRanch.blogspot.com. Cliven, thank you so much for your courage. Now, I want to give you the floor of why you're making this stand. The mainstream media spins it like this old guy claims, why, he has a natural right to this. Well, yeah, under common law and the Constitution, you've been there before it was a state. You've had continual use. Possession's nine-tenths of the law. It's called open range. Explain it to him, sir.
Well, thank you for inviting me on your show today. It is a privilege to talk to America. You know, the first thing I want to explain to America, I do live in America. I live in the sovereign state of Nevada. And
that's right.
And you know what? So, in other words, I live within a state with borders around it. And then I also live in the Clark County, Nevada, which has also borders around it. We the people do have sovereignty here. At least that's what I thought when I was growing up. And through the years, I thought we had our sovereignty. Right now, what it looks like is we have a central government with unlimited power. They've taken over our state sovereignty. They've taken over our state laws. They've taken over the access to our public land. And they have taken over our sheriff's precinct power.
Very well said. Very well said. Continue.
You know, to bring you up to date a little bit about what we're up against, for about 3 weeks, the BLM has been staging compounds, making like an army camp, bringing in all their communication, their vehicles, their equipment. They also have hired a contract cowboy with helicopters and trucks and trailers and panels and hay and water and all of those things to what we call contract cowboys. Contract cowboy is an ugly word in the West. It's not so. But anyway, so now what we've got a lockup, lockout situation on the public lands of Clark County, Nevada. We've got a lockup situation on Bundy Ranch that surrounded me with, many vehicles and armed men and top surveillance. And they even have snipers placed around the area. And so we're in a lockup type situation. My cattle, they range on a large area here. It's desert, southwest desert, large area. The cattle run similar to what a deer would run or an elk on the wild. Their habitat is the same. I've been locked away from these cattle for about 3 weeks to where I haven't been able to check to see if they're having trouble with calving. It's calving season right now. The waters on this desert, very important. I have to do a lot of maintenance and making sure they have water. I haven't been able to do that. But now, the last few days, I've seen the helicopters running, the cowboys' trucks, the large convoys of government vehicles, and they're moving around my ranch, rounding up my cattle. They brought approximately 300 head into Crails, and they're holding them. And so right now, that's their challenge. How are we going to get these cattle out of the trail and get them back on?
I understand, sir, and I want to get into all that with you. But for those that don't understand public land and the fact that out in your state, it's over 80 plus. I think it was, what's the latest numbers on how much land in Nevada is federal?
Yeah, it's approximately 90%. But when you say federal, you know, I don't agree with that. I call this Nevada state land. How in the Constitution, how in this world could the federal government claim?
Mr. Bundy, land? I agree with you. And all over the country, in areas where they've got 70, 80, 90% in different states, they're grabbing up everything. I know. I agree with you. You were there before. It's your ranch. They showed up and declared it theirs, but you still had grazing rights. And now I guess they're going to claim your house and everything belongs to them. Explain that to people.
Okay, well, I want to explain to you rights. When we talk about rights on public land.
Yes, sir. Explain it to us because you're the expert.
I do not own all of the rights to these public lands. I only own part of those rights. I'll go through the rights I own. I own the forage. I own the water. I own access rights. And I own range improvements. And then I own all of the rights that we, the people, the public, things like being able to go fishing, hunting, camping, sightseeing, those type of rights, I retain those rights. Now, let me explain to you how I get rights for, say, grazing, being able to run my cattle out on this open range. A right that you don't have as a public. Those rights were created through beneficial use.
That's right.
What beneficial use was is back in 1877 when my forefathers and others come to this land. When they come in here with a team of horses and pull in a wagon, and when they hooked that harness buckle and took that horse away from that wagon, the first thing that horse needed was a drink of water. So they took him over here to the spring or the creek, and they give that horse a drink of water. As the first sip that that horse took started to create a right. Through beneficial use, that horse started to create rights on the land.
And by the way, this isn't some legal theory you're putting out. This goes back to Leviticus, British common law, U.S. common law, state law. What you're saying is absolutely true. That's where water rights, staking your claim. If you were the first guy to go find the gold vein on land that wasn't claimed, it was yours.
And that's what Nevada state law is based on, is those first preemptive rights, those rights that was created. And, of course, now then when that horse sipped that water, he started to create that right. And that right now is registered with the state of Nevada water law. And that is a valid.
And I want to tell everybody something.
It's real property. And so now the next thing that horse needed something to eat. Well, they didn't have a bale of hay or a sack of grain in the back of the wagon. They took him up the washer and started to feed him a piece of grass or a bite off of a bush, a brush, And that started to create
the
beneficial use of the forage.
Mr. Bundy, we got a break. This is riveting information. I want to talk about the massing the paramilitary forces, the snipers, what you think they're going to do next, sir. Stay with us.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Did you know Emergency Essentials has a lowest price promise on all of their long-term food storage and emergency supplies this month? While supplies last, save over $250 on the year's supply of basics. A year's supply of food for only $769.99. Get 36% off the Mountain House Gourmet Entrees Combo, 52% off freeze-dried tomatoes, and 57% off freeze-dried shrimp. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage, all secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Rolling, 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 rolling.
Keep rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen. Keep them doggies rolling, rolling.
Rowdy Yates.
All the things I'm missing, good fiddles, love, and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride.
So head them up, move them out.
Move them on, hit them up, hit them up.
All right, folks.
Move them on, hit them up, rawhide. Cut them out, ride them in, cut them out, cut them out.
Cliven Bundy joins us. This is a short segment. He's with us in the next segment as well. Then I'll get into the mass school stabbing. Are they going to ban knives? Well, England's actually calling for licenses to have knives. I'm not joking. Butcher knives. But, sir, it's established state law, common law. You've been using that land since your great-great-granddaddy. Who was it? Your great-great-great-granddaddy came in and then started using the land there and getting the water rights, the surface rights, the forage rights in 1877?
Yes, it was my great-great-great back there for five or six generations ago. And they started to establish these rights by beneficial use of the water and the forage. And the access rights, because they had to build all of their own trails and roads in them days. And from that time to this point in time, it's been continuously used. I say my rights are either I've inherited my rights or I've bought my rights. You got to remember that back in those days, there was a lot of other, there was more pioneer settlers here than just my grandfather, and they were creating rights also. And over the years, those rights have been either traded or bought, and now they've gone to me, and so I've either inherited my rights or I've bought them.
All right, shifting gears out of that, we've settled that. The media says you claim you've got a right because you were there first, counting on the ignorance of the public. Hundreds of armed men, snipers, get into that. I saw on the news 200-foot poles with surveillance cameras, helicopters. They've got to be spending millions of dollars. They've already grabbed 300 of your head of cattle. You're not allowed to see them. I mean, describe the police state and what's going on there. And I'd imagine a lot of these cowboys and people would probably like to have a little word or two with these mercenaries.
You know, on that subject, sort of sad to think that your fellow cowboys would be here stealing your cattle. And I can't really call them my fellow cowboys, but they're got the name of contract cowboys, which is a dirty name in the West. Talking to what's going on here, let's go back 2 or 3 weeks ago when we see the BLM and the government people staging their pounds. They brought, lots of equipment in here, and they're staging their, approximately 200 armed men here. And they're armed not with just sidearms. They're armed with heavy military-type weapons, sniper equipment, and, of course, all the spy and high-powered cameras and surveillance equipment. And that equipment's been set up around my home, farm, and also where we're staging a protest area. That all that stuff, we're being surveyed and probably listened to 24 hours a day here.
Well, sure, with the NSA, you can guarantee they're illegally listening to you right now. What do you want to say on air, sir, to the people that are spending millions of dollars to steal your cattle and destroy everybody's grazing rights nationwide? They're trying to set a precedent with you, just one man standing. What do you want to say to the establishment?
Well, I'd like to talk to the public just a little bit. You know, if this is your government acting this way, and I'm a producer. I actually convert this desert into an edible commodity for you to eat. And so I feel like that I'm a valid rancher. I'm a producer for American people. Now, he's talking about this military-type I don't know what you call it, invasion. Government with unlimited power, a central government with unlimited power. I have a hard time believing this is happening in the United States. Now, these people that are doing this, I'm saying that America is not going to stand for this. We're going to stand for our Constitution. We're going to stand for our state rights and our local policing power. Those three things we will stand, and we will stay here after all the cows are gone, and we're still going to stand. America will not give up those freedoms and liberties that we fought so hard for the last almost 400 years we fought for this. We're not going to give this up.
Beautifully said. I want to give you the floor to continue, Mr. Bundy, in a final segment with you straight ahead. Meanwhile, the IRS office in Dallas, plastered with pro-Obama stickers, screensavers, as the Democrats celebrate on MSNBC, openly saying, basically, arrest anybody who's conservative with the IRS. This is like a Soviet takeover, folks. By the way, Stalin did this to the Ukrainians. What's happening to Mr. Bundy?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I tell you, whenever you talk to one of these ranchers from Missouri or Nevada or Texas, or it could even be in Minnesota, these old guys that just work on the land every day and work from dusk till dawn, and their families are just so straight shooters, good people. It actually makes me really sad, because both my grandfathers were just like this guy. In fact, my mom's dad looks just like this guy. And it makes me angry, because this country used to be so free compared to this, and we are just being overrun by the feds, themselves under UNESCO and the UN and the Agenda 21 Treaty and Bill Clinton's executive order. They already took millions of acres. It was almost 2 million in 1997. Clinton laid them off use in Utah. And it had been public land people had grazing rights on. They just stole them, even though the law said they couldn't. Some families there longer than Mr. Bundy. And it turned out it had the only clean burning coal in North America in it that could pass the EPA rules, had no mercury in it. Now, it turned out China had the only other reserves in the world. And so their coal doubled in value literally in 1 month. And it turned out Bill Clinton was invested in it. So there's all sorts of scams going on here. But I already showed the article out of the LA Times where we don't know why it's the highest beef prices everywhere. I guess it's the drought and ranchers getting out of it. No, my family, after ranching in Texas since 1829, is basically getting out of it. Still got a couple hundred head, but that's, you know, used to have thousands. I'm not going to say names of some of my friends, but folks, you've heard them on the air, some really good, well-known big ranchers. I'm talking tens of thousands of heads of Black Angus. They sold their herd last year, selling their 12,000-acre ranch. They're done. You cannot make money in it, and the government harasses you. And that's why beef prices are off the charts. And the big meat packers run scams now. There's no real auctions anymore. And I know Mr. Bundy could talk about that. I'm ranting. It just frustrates me to come from a long farming, ranching heritage and to see it absolutely being destroyed. We could supply the world in the late 1950s with beef. We can't even supply ourselves now. We are cursed with filthy government. We're becoming poor because of the globalists and their program of Agenda 21, not because we just can't produce anymore. Now, I'm ranting. Mr. Bundy, talk about the forces they're massing so they've moved back into their military camps. How many more head of cattle do you have? Where do you expect this to go? You told me the militia's there. What's happening? You've got the floor.
Well, one thing that's happened, and they have rounded up and stole 300 of my cattle. They've got them in a compound. They're on the ranch yet. The only thing needs to be open. The gate needs to be opened up, but let those cattle go back to their natural habitat, and those cattle would be out there raising, use some more beef. But what's happening here is that the forces actually kept me from operating and taking care of my cattle, and of course they have used great forces expressed here to gather these cattle. Let me explain a little bit about where we are politically, I guess.
Yes, sir. Go ahead and get into that. I know you've been doing a lot of interviews and are tired.
Yeah, that's all right. I've got interruptions here. Okay, excuse me, but I want you to understand that we're fighting a government here with unlimited power. And, you know, we talk about ownership and property. And I tried to lay out the fact that I do live in a state. This is a sovereign state of Nevada. This is the property of Clark County. The people, we the people of Clark County, Nevada, owns this land. And then we're fighting against this government that was making a show to the United States people that they have this power to basically take over our state, our state law, and you know, even our sheriff power. And so we're standing here with a question in our mind: who is going to have this power when we're done with it? You know that that was sort of something that the people of the Revolutionary War fought. When we seem to be like we're in the same position as those people were, how are we going to get our liberties back? We've been here in this country for 200 years, from our Pilgrim fathers to our Patriot fathers, and we still don't have our freedoms and liberty. And so we fight the strongest government in the world, the British Army. They had to, and guess what we did? We won. And then we created our states and a constitution, and Nevada come under a statehood under equal footing. We do have our liberty and freedoms according to our constitution, but here on this land, we've lost them at this time right now. So we've got a battle to gain our constitution liberties back.
So your bottom line, like Paul Revere, you're making your stand. You're telling folks we're being overrun by an out-of-control tyranny, UN-run. It literally is in the treaties, folks. And they want this land. They want the precedent for receivership for the national debt. to kick people off their own land or to kick them off the land they have surface rights and forage rights and water rights to. And if they can do this to Mr. Bundy, they can do it to anybody. Now, you have seen a lot of support. What do you make of the governor beginning to tepidly, but at least he's doing it, criticize the feds? I mean, I think the governor ought to call out the state police and point out the state law and common law, and they ought to start arresting people for stealing those cattle.
Well, they should. By state law, they definitely should be doing this, and the governor should be the lead of this. He should say, this will not happen in the state of Nevada, and I want to stress this point. I rank by all of the laws of the state of Nevada. I rank by the United States federal codes very little. In other words, I disobey and give no jurisdiction and authority to the federal government, but I give honor and pledge to all of the laws of the state of Nevada. Now, our governor is the leader of this. He should be the one that's fighting this battle, not me. He should be the one that's saying, hey, these cattle are stolen cattle. This is a valid right. Open the gates and get these cattle back home.
Well, bottom line, I've looked at the law. I know the laws. They are violating the laws. And what do you think of the 250 armed troops, militarized aircraft, surveillance poles, surveilling your house? I mean, it's an army for one rancher. It just shows how disconnected this government is.
Well, it shows how disconnected this government is, but look at how disconnected we the people are. How would we ever believe this could happen to a rancher, an individual, a family ranch? I mean, why would they show this kind of force? It's sort of a hard question, but I'll tell you, we feel danger. We feel our liberties and freedoms are gone. We feel access to our land's gone. Besides feeling that they stole their cattle, it's just really quite confusing why this government would do what they're doing. But let me tell you why. You know what I tell them when they come and try to put the force in? They want to know what I'll do. And what I say I'll do, I said I'll do whatever it takes. And they want to know what that means. Well, I will do whatever it takes to preserve our rights and liberties and our statehood. And so because I make that statement, they seem to say, well, this man, he can't stand. We're going to have to take him down. And so they're putting that much pressure on me and my family and my property that they could actually show America that they have strength enough to take this last man down. And that's where they're at.
Well, that's right. And we've seen thousands of people, hundreds at a time, showing up to support you. And I think, you know, they know they're going to have a major propaganda defeat. If they do set you up or do something, no one's going to buy it. If they plant drugs on you, whatever. But the sky is the limit with these criminals. Specifically, let's get into the mainstream media we've heard where they're implying you're saying you're going to be violent or whatever, which you haven't really said. If they're going after your property, what's the line in the sand? I mean, they've already stolen 300 of the cattle. Now they've got snipers aiming at the peaceful crowds. They arrested people, for those that don't know. Well, the governor spoken out, who just stood there on the side of the road with their signs. The feds, the BLM says that's not allowed in America either. They're not just trampling property rights and land use rights. They're now trampling the First Amendment as well.
But yes, I've had two of my children hassled and one of them arrested and abused. And then after 2 days, they turn him loose on the streets of Las Vegas without, even charging him with anything serious at all. In other words, they're abusive. And, that's something that we're having a hard time with.
Yeah. Describe what happened there. Yeah, where they just kidnapped one of your sons.
Well, he was along the road, side of the state highway. And they took and surrounded him. He was actually taking pictures on the right away of the state highway. They surrounded him with vehicles and armed people. Took him down, stood on his head, stood on his neck, ground his head into the rocks and gravel, and then they put handcuffs on him and just tight as they could, and abused him, threw him in the car. He sat in a truck. He said truck. I don't know how. I mean, open or how it was, for like 4 hours over in the same compound where they got the cattle. And then they transferred him to Henderson, Nevada, put him in the jailhouse there, and stayed there overnight. The next day they transported him to the United States courthouse in Las Vegas, and it was real rough and abusive. And his expression to me and the media, he said, "I really thought they was going to hang me, kill me." He said, "I felt like my life was over." And that's how rough this treatment. And he said, all of a sudden, he said things changed. He said they loosed my shackles, went and got me a sack lunch, and they kicked me out on the streets of Las Vegas.
Well, yeah, no, they'd like under NDAA to just disappear him. And I'm not just saying that as rhetoric. That's where this is going in all the Homeland Security training, is gun owners, veterans, property rights activists, libertarians, conservatives, Christians. I mean, you read what they're training for, and they literally think asking questions or videotaping is criminal, and they would love to just drag us all off and throw us in dungeons. Now, they knew when it backfired, they kidnapped your son, that they had no standing, that they, you know, let him back out. But I know they've arrested others as well for demonstrating, and the governor's now spoken out. I just don't get how these feds think they're God and are such shameful, dishonorable, evil people.
Let's talk about the governor. You brought that up a few minutes ago. The governor didn't make a stand, and we've got to understand what he's talking about here. Remember, the United States now has unlimited power. They've taken over all of the, even the area, and they're even taking along the, you know, interstate highways, you know, between the highway and the fencing. They've taken over those areas, and they've staged two places where they said we could exercise our First Amendment rights. And so there's a little fenced off orange trail. I call it the pig pen. They've got two of those. And in that pig
pen. Yeah, imagine out in the middle of the desert on state highways, they're telling citizens they can't use it or have it.
Yeah.
They only have it in these little FEMA camps, these little micro prisons where they can stand around with guns trained on you.
Yeah, and you can get inside of those and you can exercise your First Amendment rights. And anything out Clark County area is off bounds. And if you get if you try to exercise a right there, then they treat you like my son. Well, I had a daughter; they treated almost the same way, only they didn't take her to jail. And so that's how much freedom we have here. Now our governor, and I, you know, bless his heart, he did have enough gumption to say, BLM, would you please take down these signs on these pig pens, let's put it that way. And this morning I did make a circle. The signs are off, one of them, but the other, and the signs are still up. So
no, it's a criminal group on state highways erecting things, telling you, it'd be like saying you have free speech, it exists at the bottom of the Marianas Trench, or you have a First Amendment, it exists on Pluto, but you can't get there. This is a sick joke. It's been overthrown in court. And it literally shows that they want to shut down our First Amendment. I mean, this is outrageous. What do these BLM people think is going to happen to their future when there's no checks and balances? They are insane.
Yeah, that's where the way they're acting. I mean, if he was here today interviewing me, we'd have to be inside that pig pen, around that fence, in the back of that First Amendment area sign, in order for us to be legal.
So if I tried to walk up and down the road or walk up to their camp and talk to them, they'd probably punch me in the nose.
No parking, no access closed, locked gates, four or five vehicles stopping you from going and acting.
Well, you know what else the BLM's doing all over the country and land they've grabbed criminally as pirates? You know, they're blocking the roads with rocks. They're blocking roads that have been used for hundreds of years. Has that been going on in your area?
Yes, it has. And they've got designated routes and road closure signs all over this area. I've fought against that for years. I've fought against the backcountry byways, because what they was doing on the backcountry byways, and that's what they want to do here also. They'll tell the public, we're not closing off the access. We're actually giving you a backcountry byway. But we're talking about 600,000 acres of public land here, and they've created a backcountry byway of 51 miles, I believe it is, sort of a tear-shaped circle. So they will give you the access to 51 miles of this your public land. But here's the restrictions. It's like a sidewalk. You stay on the sidewalk, and if you get off on the grass, you're going to get a $500 fine.
Now, that's right. It's a criminal government telling us our public land, we can't use it. First, they shouldn't have control of it anyways. It should be given to the state. It should be sold.
It should be sold, and it should be this is a public land. We can still call it public land, but it belongs to we, the people of Clark County. And you know, I only have rights here. The public should be welcome here. It's their land.
These people are despicable scum. No one should talk to them at church. No one should serve them when they come in restaurants. Everyone should turn their backs on them.
Well, we, the people, are going to have to make this stand, and that's what we're doing right now. We're making this stand.
So do you know when the next flashpoint's coming? Or are they just going to keep beating people up, training guns on you, stealing cows, stomping around, acting tough?
Well, there's a flashpoint going on right now in Richfield, Utah, right at the present time.
Hey, well, do one more. I'll have you gone at the end of the hour. I know you got to go. Tell us about that flashpoint. We're going to be right back. This is very important, folks.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
With the globalists making more and more advances into our freedoms every day and ruining our healthcare system, it's important to be able to take back control of our own personal healthcare. Colloidal Silverwater even fights against the new designer bugs. The best prices found anywhere, along with the highest quality. That's why you'll love silver creams and water from colloidalresearch.com. Silver's been used for thousands of years to fight against germs and bacteria because it works. Check it out for yourself at colloidalresearch.com. That's colloidalresearch.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's all part of tyranny via zoning. Agenda 21, you sell the book, Behind the Green Mask, at InfoWarsStore.com. You give it to all your county commissioners, all your city council, educate people in your area, your sheriff. I want to now go back to Mr. Bundy, bundyranch.blogspot.com. And folks, they're, you know, shoving his daughters and sons' face in the ground. They're taking people to jail. They're beating people up. They're just an arrogant group of just scum, of mercenaries. And I run into these BLM people. You'll say hi to them, and they just bug their eyes out, stick their chest out like mentally ill, super hardcore ex-con prisoners. In fact, people in prison don't act like this in most cases. They are just, they're just scum. I don't have any other way to say it is they want to treat people bad. And I'm not saying all the Rangers are like that, or the firefighters for the BLM. I know them. They're nice. It's the enforcers, because the government wants a bunch of scum. I know you got to go, Mr. Bundy. You said you'll come on with your wife on the nightly news soon to give us updates. I may even come out there, even though I'm busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest trying to run this operation. But this is big, and it's important. In closing, what's the other flashpoint you were talking about?
Okay, right at the present time in the central Utah, there's an auction called Our Livestock Auction there, and they've contracted with the federal government to sell my cattle, my stolen cattle. And right now there's a protest, a picketing going on, and several hundred people marching with signs around that auction yard facility. And so at this present time, they are action. We are in action. We, the people, are protesting this thing. This afternoon, I know there's going to be a trail ride with off-road vehicles move across all of this closed area in protest. I don't know how many people will be involved there. This afternoon, there's a town board meeting, and they're talking about several hundred people being there. They want me to come there and speak to them. So there's a lot of action. But the main action that needs to happen now is we need to get those cattle out of these corrals, and we need numbers of people, and we need to go in there with force and say, hey, these cattle need to go home. And that's part of the actions of this day.
So your call. So today is the day where you guys are intending to go in and free your cattle.
Well, if we have the numbers here, it could happen today, yes. And there's a lot of media here. You know, I'm on you. I'm going to be on Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck for 2 or 3 hours this afternoon. So we've got the media. We got the force. We need the people here. It's the only thing we're needing to lack in number. And a lot of our people are in Utah, and then they'll be back here this evening.
Man, I tell you, this could be how the shot heard around the world happens. In this case, there are others that are happening. If they ever fire on innocent, peaceful people trying to take stolen cattle and act like the mercenaries they are, this could turn into 1776 very quickly.
Yeah, and we are we're totally disgusted with this type of government. And I don't think we, the people, are going to stand it. And I'm not going to stand. I'm going to stand as long as it takes and do whatever it takes to get this job.
Incredible. Well, we'll get updates from you in the next few days, sir, to find out what unfolds. We'll be following it. Thank you so much for your time. We'll talk to you soon, Mr. Bundy.
America is the greatest land on earth, and we have an inspired constitution that acts like it.
God bless you, sir. Guys, talk to him real quick so we can get him back on. Go ahead and try to set him up for tomorrow real quick with his wife. I appreciate their time. By the way, I just did an hour and 57 minutes. Didn't plug anything. Your other radio shows, they plug every segment. I get so obsessed with this, I don't even plug stuff to pay the bills. We try to bring you the best products at InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's the ProPure G2 filters that cut out the glyphosate fluoride, 10% off promo code WATER, whether it's the InfoWarsLife.com, best supplements out there, the Lung Shield, the Survival Shield, the Fluoride Shield, the Supermel Vitality, the coffee that I'm drinking right now. So good, organic, InfoWarsLife.com. Stand with us, folks. Buy products from us. And you say what you want about Glenn Beck and people like Hannity. At least they support property rights. I mean, it's so thank God they're covering it as well. This is a serious situation. But please support us. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Molon Labe Pro Gun Shirt. Support us, folks.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a
long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.